弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
最近天气比较冷。
Recently, it's been quite cold.
所以不少人病了。
So there are quite a few people who got sick.
我的太太她也病了大概两个礼拜。
And my wife has been sick for about 2 weeks.
这几天我也病了。
And in these few days, I'm also fallen sick.
但是我们感谢主给我们有机会，无论在什么情况，我们都能够彼此在主的名下彼此交通。
But thank the Lord, no matter what circumstance we are in, we can under the God's name still fellowship with each other.
我们盼望我们都用祷告来扶持我们的聚会。
We really hope that with prayer we may support each other in this meeting.
无论是讲的、翻译的或者听的，我们都祷告。
No matter whether he's speaking or interpreting or listening, may we use our prayer to support in this meeting.
以致我们在主的话面前，我们一同的恩典。
So that we may receive his grace in his word.
我们先来读一段的经文。
Shall we first read a portion of scripture?
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 9.
过去两个月我们都是看这一段的经文。
In the past 2 months we have been concentrating on these scriptures.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 9.
我们找到后我们一起来念。
Let's read it together when we find the verses.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，就要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。也要系在膝头为印，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
亲爱的主耶稣，我们来到你的跟前。
Dear Lord Jesus, as we come before your feet,
我们真的很感谢你，因为你是蛮有恩典的神。
We really thank you because.You're full of grace.
我们虽然蛮有亏欠，但是你的宝血能够遮盖我们。
Although we're full of sins and transgressions, but your precious blood can cleanse us and cover us.
虽然我们是蛮有软弱，但是你能够扶持我们。
Although we're full of weaknesses, yet Lord, you can support us.
虽然我们蛮有限制，但是你却带领我们学习一同来跟从你。
Although we are full of limitations, yet Lord, you still lead us and so that we can follow you and learn in our service to you.
主，我们为着我们现在这一段时间，我们恭敬的交托给你。
Lord, we commit this time reverently into your hands.
我们求你用你的膏油膏抹你自己的话。
We pray that.You anoint your own words with the oil.
主，你膏抹讲的、翻译的、跟听的。
Lord, may you anoint the speaker, the interpreter, and the listeners.
以致我们都能够越过我们一切的限制，能够听见你季节对我们说的话。
So that we may surpass all our limitations and be able to hear your own words.
主，你洁净我们的口。
Lord, may you cleanse our lips,
也洁净我们的心,
and cleanse our heart.
以致我们的心听见你的话的时候，能够完全的归向你。
So that when we hear your words, our heart may return to you completely.
以致我们懂得更懂得来爱你，把荣耀归给你。
So that we may understand to love you all the more and give all the glory to you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣。宝贝的名字。
We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
在过去两个多月，我们开始一同交通一个主题。
We start sharing with you of one theme in past two months.
就是做个与神同行的父母。
That is how to be a parent walking with God.
首先，我们交通过神对父亲的呼召。
First, we shared about the calling of God to fathers.
要做父亲的为神养育孩子。
So that the fathers will bring up the children for the Lord.
帮助他们长大以后成为一个爱主像主的人。
So that fathers can help children to be, when they grow up, to love the Lord.
让神得着虔诚的后裔。
So that God will gain godly offspring through the fathers.
这是神给父亲很重大和荣耀的使命。
This is a great and glorious mission God put on the fathers.
为做这个使命，我们就好像旧约的以诺一样，做一个与神同行的父母。
For this mission, we're like Enoch in the Old Testament. We need to be parents walking with God.
从生命记第六章第四节，我们首先认识神是独一的主。
From Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4, we can see that we should understand that God, the Lord our God, is one.
认定事业和金钱不是我们的主。
We need to know that careers or money is not our Lord.
甚至儿女也不是我们的主。
Even the children should not be our Lord.
只有神自己才是我们的主。
Only Lord our God should be our Lord, our Master.
也认定我们也不是儿女的主。
We should also understand that we should not be our children's Lord.
儿女不是属于我们的。
These children do not belong to us.
而是属于主的。
The children belong to God.
只有神才是他们的主。
Only God himself is their Lord.
父母只是为神做儿女的管家。
Parents are steward for the children.Of the children for the Lord.
父母的责任是按照神的心意为神养育自己的儿女。
The parents' responsibilities are to bring up the children according to God's heart desire.
最终儿女是需要在他们的主面前负起他们自己的责任。
And eventually, these children should have their own responsibility before God.
要他们自己选择是否要跟从主、爱主。
These children will have their choice whether they want to follow the Lord and love the Lord.
所以我们看见好的父母是可以有不好的儿女的。
So that's why we see some good parents, they end up having bad children.
不好的父母也可以有好的儿女。
And it's also possible for bad parents to have good children.
如果儿女好，我们要感恩。
If we have good children, we should give thanks to the Lord.
如果儿女不好，我们不要灰心。
If our children are not that good, please do not be in despair.
因为无论今天儿女是多么的不好。
Because no matter how corrupt your children may be today,
神一天留他们在地上。
As long as the Lord have them, keep them on this earth for one day,
神恩典的工作仍然要通过他们的父母来做工在儿女身上。
The work of God's grace is still on the children through their parents.
神的恩典是可以赎回，甚至是越过我们所失落的。
God's grace can pass what we have lost and do His redemption work.
所以不要灰心，要认定神是我们的主。
Therefore, do not lose heart. We need to be determined that the Lord God is our Lord.
学习继续做一个与神同行的父母。
And continue to learn to be parents walking with God.
上个月的主题是神是独一的主。
And the theme of last month is God is the only God.
今天我们的题目是要爱神。
And today our topic is love the Lord your God.
在申命记第六章第四到第五节说，神是这样的对他百姓说的。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 5, God said to his people in this way.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
1500年之后，主耶稣在地上 也讲到这个诫命。
After 1,500 years, Lord Jesus himself mentioned about this commandment.
马太福音22章35到40节这样说。
Matthew chapter 22, verses 35-40.
马太福音22章35到40节。
Matthew chapter Matthew chapter 22,
35节到40节。
From verses 35 to verse 40.
三十五节，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”
Verse 35. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?"
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
主耶稣说这一个诫命是诫命中的第一。
Lord Jesus said, this is the first commandment of all.
并且是最大的。
And this is the greatest commandment.
最大就是最重要。
Greatest means the most important.
所以在主耶稣的心目中，最重要的不是我们做什么或者不做什么。
So in Jesus' own heart, the most important thing is not what we do or what we not do.
最重要的问题不是基督徒可以做什么，不可以做什么。
The most important issue is not what Christian can do or cannot do something.
不是一系列的规条。
It is not a set of rules and regulations.
甚至也不是我们为神做什么，在外面有什么的侍奉。
It is either anything that we do outwardly for the Lord as ministries.
在主耶稣的心目中，最重要的就是我们是否爱他。
In Jesus' own heart, the most important thing is whether we love Him.
他最重视的就是我们跟他的关系。
What He counts most is our relation with Him.
所以他说，诫命中最大的就是要爱神。
That's why He said the most important, the greatest commandment is to love the God.
并且这诫命是诫命中的第一。
And this is the first of all commandments.
意思就是首先的。
Meaning this is foremost important.
其他所有的诫命都是要根据于这一条要爱神的诫命。
All the other commandments hang on this first most important commandment.
也是延伸于这一条要爱神的诫命。
And all the other commandments are extension of the first most important commandment.
神爱我们，他重视跟我们之间的关系。
God loves us.And he counts our relationship with him.
他很想我们爱他。
He desired us to love him as well.
但是为什么神用诫命来叫我们来爱他？
But why does God set up a commandment for us to love him?
爱不是自发的吗？
Isn't love spontaneous?
他为什么不让我们自然自发的去爱他呢？
Why shouldn't he allow us to love him naturally, out of our own will?
为何是个诫命呢？
Why should he put this in a commandment?
因为神不要人根据自己的感觉来爱神。
Because God does not want people to love him according to their own feeling.
当人有感觉想爱神的时候就爱他。
So that people love God when they have the feeling for God.
但是当人没有感觉去爱神，想爱神的时候就不去爱神。
Yet when men don't have the feeling to love God, and they stop loving God.
如果爱完全是受人的感觉来主导和支配的话呢，这个爱就会漂浮不定，不能触摸了。
If love is dependent on people's failing, then this love is floating and it is fluctuating.
这不是个可靠的爱。
It is not a reliable love.
也不是个可以成长的爱。
And this love will not grow.
其实不是真的爱。
And indeed, it is not true love.
就好像夫妻之间的爱。
Just like the love between couples.
如果一方只是根据自己的感觉来爱对方，这个爱是不可靠的。
If one spouse just loves the other part according to his own will, own feeling, then this love is not reliable.
一些年轻人在谈恋爱的时候有很强烈的爱的感觉。
When young people are dating each other, they have strong affection towards each other.
甚至愿意为对方做牛做马。
They even would be willing to be a cow or a servant for the other part.
如果可能的话呢，甚至天上的星星也愿意为他的所爱的人扎下来。
And even if it's possible, they would like to pick up the stars from the sky for their loved one.
但是当两个人一起生活，要面对生活的压力的时候。
Yet when two people start living together and facing life's pressure each day.
没有爱的感觉的时候，就不去爱对方。
When they lose the feeling of love,They stop loving each other.
想爱其他的人感觉来的时候就移情别恋了。
And when they found someone else and have the feeling to love the other people and they might start remove their love from the original spouse.
这是一种没有安全感的爱。
This is a love without security.
这种叫彼此不能够彼此信任的爱。
This love cannot be trustable.
正是由于这个原因
Because of this,
当一对相爱的年轻人决定一辈子要一起生活的时候
When a loving couple decide to live with each other from now on
他们就需要彼此订立一个婚姻的盟约
They must make a covenant of marriage between themselves
这个盟约是一生一世的
And this covenant lasts for one life
内容有可以有很多不同
and the contents in it are variable
但是大概不离开这些
yet they all point to one thing
就说无论环境如何改变
which is no matter how the circumstances may change
富足或者贫穷
whether I'm rich or poor
健康或者疾病
healthy or sick
我都要保护你
I will protect you
为你求好处
And seek benefits for you.
一生一世的爱你。
And love you whole my life.
这个不是个浪漫的仪式。
This should not be a romantic ceremony.
对，是浪漫的。
Yes, there is romance in it.
但是很真实的。
But this is also very real.
很严肃的。
Very solemn.
是真实的订立一个婚姻的盟约里头的承诺。
It's a serious promise made in your marriage covenant.
这个盟约当中的爱不是被那些随时的感觉来主导或者控制的。
This love in this covenant should not be guided or swayed by all kinds of feelings.
是一个委身的爱。
It is a love that commits yourself.
在我有兴趣有感觉的时候我去爱你。
Whether I have the feeling or the emotion to love you,
或者在我没有兴趣、没有感觉的时候，我仍然去爱你。
Or when I don't have the feeling or interest, but I still need to love you.
我仍旧可以用我的意志去选择为你求好处。
On those circumstances, I still can use my will to seek the benefits for you.
这是一种委身的爱，叫对方在这个爱的关系当中有安全感。
This is a love of commitment, so that the other party will have a secured love because of you.
也叫自己在这个关系当中有安全感。
And in this same relationship, you will also have a secured love.
在旧约，神跟以色列人立约。
In the Old Testament, when Godmake a covenant with the Israel people.
当他在利未记26章12节里头坚定 这个月的时候，他说
，In Leviticus chapter 26, when he confirmed this covenant with his people, he said，
利未记二十六章十二节
，Leviticus 26:12，
他说，我要在你们中间行走，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。这是在利未记二十六章十二节。
Verse 12 in Leviticus 26. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people.
在这个月里头呢，神爱他的子民，他的子民也要爱他。
During that month, God loved his people, and his people should love him as well.
就是这个盟约的爱，神命令他们要爱神。
Because of this love of covenant, God commanded his people to love him.
神要用这个诫命来帮助他们爱神。
And through this commandment, God helps his people to love him.
面对神这个命令。
And facing this covenant, this command from God,
我们不需要担心自己有多少爱神的感觉。
We should not be concerned whether how much feeling of love we've left for God.
我们也不需要坐在那里尝试制造更多爱神的感觉。
We also do not need to create a lot of the feeling of love for the Lord.
因做这是一个命令。
Because this is a commandment.
所以当我们很有感觉，我们去选择爱神，跟从神。
So when we're full of feeling, yes, we choose to love the Lord and follow Him.
但是当我们没有感觉，我们仍旧可以去选择神，跟从神。
Yet when we lost our feeling of love, we still can decide to choose to love God and to follow Him.
不知道你有没有这样的经历？
I don't know whether you have such experience or not.
有些时候你在某一个处境当中，你想去爱神，跟从神。
Sometimes you fall into one situation where you feel like following the Lord and love Him.
但是仿佛有声音说，你的爱是这样的残缺。
Yet there's a voice saying to you, your love is so incomplete.
是这样的不可靠。
Your love is so unreliable.
根本谈不上爱神。
It is not a standard love for the Lord.
干脆就不爱吧。
Why not just stop loving God?
算了
Let it go.
如果你经验过这个
If you have experienced that,
这个要爱神的命令就要鼓励你
Then this commandment of love is to encourage you.
不管你的爱对神的爱是多么的残缺不完全
No matter how shallow or incomplete your love for God is,
甚至不可靠
Even though your love is so unreliable for the Lord.
因为要爱神是神的命令。
But because to love God is His order, His commandment.
你就可以放心去顺服神这个命令。
You can throw away your worries and just obey and follow this commandment.
放心去做出一个跟从神的选择和行动。
Just follow the Lord and choose whatever God desires you to follow Him.
每一个因为爱神而做出的选择
Every decision you made out of the love for God
哪怕是日常生活当中一个小小的抉择
Even if it's just a very small matter in your daily life
神都纪念
God remembers
圣灵在哥林多前书第八章第三节这样说
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8.
第八章第三节。
Sorry, chapter 8, verse 3.
那你说，若有人爱神，这人是神所知道的。
It says, but the man who loves God is known by God.
这个最大的诫命不单只讲到要爱神。
This greatest commandment is not only talking about to love God.
它更是讲到要尽心、尽性、尽力 爱神。
It also mentions you need to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength.
是尽你的心灵。
It is to love God with all you have, all you can.
尽你的心思、情感和意志。
With all your heart, your emotion, and your will.
尽你所有的力量去爱神。
And with all your might to love God.
无论你和我信主的年日有多长或者多短
No matter how many years you or me have believed in the Lord
无论你我对主的认识有多深
No matter how deep our understanding about the Lord might be
是刚强还是软弱
Whether we're strong or weak
信心是大还是小
Whether we have great faith or little faith
主都吩咐我们每一个人要尽我们的一切所是所有的学习爱他
The Lord commands every single one of us to love him with all we have and all we can
所以圣经说以色列啊你要听
So the Bible says O Israel hear
耶和华你的神是独一的主
The Lord your God is one
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
一个人是怎样去学习尽心、尽性、尽力爱神
？How should one person to learn to love the Lord our God with all his heart, his soul, and his strength?
是通过学习爱你身边的弟兄。
It is through the love for brothers and sisters around him.
所以在主耶稣每一次讲到这个尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神的时候。
So every time Lord Jesus mentions about love the Lord that God with all our heart, our soul, and our strength.
讲到这一条最大的诫命的时候
Whenever he mentions about the greatest commandment
他都要把爱人这个诫命也讲出来
He always speak of love your neighbors
其实律法师只是问耶稣那一条是最大的诫命
Actually, the lawyer only asked Jesus about what is the greatest commandment of all
但是当主耶稣回答的时候他是刻意特意的主动的也把第二条最大的诫命讲出来
But when Jesus answered his question he deliberately also mentions about the second greatest command which is love your neighbors
是因为他要人知道什么才是真正的爱神
Because he wants people to know what does it mean that you love your God
他不要人只有金钱的外貌失去金钱的实际
He does not want people to only have the outward appearance as a godly person who loves the Lord yet loses its essence of loving people
并且他说这两条是律法和先知一切道理的总纲
And also he says, this is the summary of all the laws and prophets.
在约翰一书第四章十九到二十一节
In 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21,
使徒约翰有更清楚把主的话解析出来
Apostle John further explains what the Lord says.
二十一节说爱神的也当爱弟兄这是我们从神所受的命令
Verse 21 says And he has given us this command Whoever loves God must also love his brother
这是很重要的
This is more important
因为在第二十节或许我们从十九节读到二十节
Let's read from verse 19 through to 21
我们爱因为神先爱我们人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄 就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。所以在他第二十节那里说，如果一个人说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话。
Verse 20 says, if someone says I love God yet hates his brother, he is a liar.
其实是在黑暗里头的。
Actually, he is in darkness.
这个黑暗是这么的黑暗。
The darkness is so dark.
这个谎言不单只是讲给别人听，自己也被迷惑了。
And this lie is not only for other people, but he himself is completely covered in this lie.
在二十节下半段讲，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
The second half of verse 20 says, For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
这就是神要我们爱神的一个方向。
This is a direction of God who asks us to love him.
我们怎样知道自己是爱神呢？
How do we know we love God?
知道我们是学习去爱神呢？
How do we know we are on the way to learn how to love God?
那是对弟兄没有憎恨。
It is to have no hatred towards your brother.
乃是有爱。
And love your brother.
我们的主题是做一个与神同行的父。
Our topic is to be a parent walking with God.
这个原则也是应用在家庭里头。
This principle should be applied in your family as well.
我们要问，在一个家庭里头，对做父母的人来说，谁是身边的弟兄呢？
We ask the parents, who is your brothers in your life?
谁是你身边的弟兄？
Who is the so-called brother next to you in your family life?
是你的配偶。
It is your spouse, your partner.
是你身边的丈夫，你身边的妻子。
It is your husband, your wife.
他是神要你优先去爱的。
He is the one that God wants you to love first.
是优先以这个去学习去爱神的。
God wants you, first thing to love him is to learn to love your husband or your wife in your family.
这样你就更能够做一个与神同行的父母。
And in this way it helps you to be a parent walking with God.
在约翰福音十三章三十四节到三十五节这样说。
In John 13 verses 34 to 35。
三十四节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Verse 34, A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
怎样去彼此相爱呢？
How to love one another.
主怎样爱我们，我们就用这个爱去彼此相爱。
How the Lord has loved us, by this we learn to love one another.
所以我们自己要经历主的爱。
So first of all, we should experience the love of God.
我们越认识经历主的爱，我们就越能够用主的爱去彼此相爱。
The more we know and experience the love of God, the more we can love one another.
而不是用人自我中心的爱去爱。
Instead of love one another with a self-centered human love.
因为很多时候，人自我中心的爱其实都是爱自己，为自己的。
Many times, this self-centered love is only for themselves.
不是真实神所要的爱。
It is a love for himself only, rather than a love that the Lord wants.
三十五节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Verse 35 says, By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
因此认出。
By this all men will know.
他们认出父母是主的门徒。
By this they will recognize that your parents are the disciple of God.
这个认出就吸引儿女也要做主的门徒。
And this recognition is attracting your children to also be the disciples of God.
所以这里的众人呢，可以是指着你家里头的儿女的。
So here, all men can refer to your family members.
做父母的要帮助儿女做一个向主、爱主的人。
Parents need to help children to be people who love God.
不是在背后推他们的。
It is not to push your children towards God to love God.
不是在他们背后来推他们的。
It is not to push your children from behind.
而是在儿女的前头吸引他们的。
It is to lead your children in front of him, in front of them, and attract them to come and love the Lord.
是在他们旁边扶持着他们的。
Or by their sides to sustain them to love the Lord.
带着他们与你一起与神同行的。
It is to guide them together with you to walk with God.
去爱神。
And to love God and follow him.
因为甚至没有信主的人，他们都知道我们的行为比较我们的讲话的声音更大。
Even unbelievers, they know that our action speaks louder than our words.
父母之间彼此的相爱，比起父母口中对儿女的教导，是更能影响儿女长大以后去爱主、向主的。
The love between parents is way more important than the words than their words to teach their children to love God. And it will help their children when they grow up to love God all the more.
有一次有个弟兄他带着他的吃完晚饭了带着他的女儿去打羽毛球。
Once a brother took her daughter to play the badminton after dinner.
那么就开车去了。
So they went in a car.
一家人去那么就在车上女儿就说
So the whole family went in the car and the daughter said
她说爸爸你刚才这样感谢妈妈弄这个饭菜给我们吃我听了以后很舒服
The daughter said Daddy just now you thank mom for preparing such a great mealAnd I was so happy to hear that.
那么爸爸就有点惊讶了，他说：“我不是常常每天吃饭之前都这样讲吗
？”And the father was a little bit surprised. He said, "Isn't that what I've been saying all the time?"
你不会觉得很厌倦，或者感觉很没有什么特别吗
？Won't you feel tired of it? Why do you feel so special?
但是女儿说不会呀。
But the daughter said, "No."
每一次听见我都感觉很开心。
Every time when I hear you say thank you to mom, I was so happy.
因为孩子看见父母彼此尊重、彼此相爱，他们是很开心的。
Because children will feel very happy when they see parents respecting each other and loving each other.
这些 虽然是生活里头一些很小的事情，
although these are just very small matters in our daily life，
但是它的影响力是大过你口里头向他们所说的话。
Yet the influence of these actions are greater than what we preach to the children.
所以怎样去做一个与神同行的父母呢？
So how to be a parent walking with God?
神要我们学习爱神。
God wants us to love God.
怎样才是爱神呢？
What does it mean by love God?
就是爱我们身边的弟兄。
It means to love your brothers in your life.
在家里头，这是你的配偶。
And in your family, it is your partner that you should love.
如果神今天给你一个很好的配偶
，If today God gives you a very great spouse，
或者今天神给你的夫妇的关系很相爱
，Or if today God allows your relationship with your partner is very loving and very sweet.
那么你要感谢神。
Then give thanks to God.
但是不要满足。
But do not be satisfied about it.
因为爱有很多很深的功课你可以继续去学习。
Because there are so many deeper and greater lessons you can learn in love.
你人就可以继续学新的功课，用主的爱去爱你的配偶。
Still, you can love your partner with God's love.
叫你的婚姻更加荣耀神，更能够侍奉神。
So that your marriage may be more blessed, and you may be able to serve God all the more.
如果你觉得你今天的配偶已经没有以前那么可爱了，
If today you feel your partner is not as lovable as before.
甚至觉得他经常的叫你失望
，or even you are very disappointed by your partner，
甚至受伤
，and you may be hurt by your partner，
以致你失去对他爱的感觉
，and you start losing the feeling of love towards your partner。
但是不要灰心
，do not be discouraged。
你只管顺服主的命令去爱神
，just love God and obey His command。
因着爱神去爱你的配偶
And because of your love for God, love your partner.
怎样爱呢？
But how?
很简单的。
It is very simple.
你可以问自己，也问问神。
Ask this question to yourself and to God.
如果今天我很有爱他的感觉
If today I have such great feeling of love towards him or her,
很有爱你配偶的感觉。
If today I feel for my partner and I feel very love for my partner,
我会对他或者为他做什么呢？
What would I do for him or her?
你今天没有对他有爱的感觉。
But today, yes, you do not have the feeling for him or her.
你就问，如果我对他有很有爱的感觉，我会为他或者对他做什么事呢？
Then you can ask yourself, what would you do if you love him very much?
你知道以后呢，就去做。
And when you know the answer, go and do it.
就去选择在行动上做出来。
And choose to express it in your action.
但是你要认定，你这样去做呢，是要为着爱神顺服他的命令而做的。
But be clear about this. Your action, you do this because you love God and you want to obey His command.
而不是为着做出来叫对方欣赏或者回报你的。
You're doing this not because you're seeking for a return for appreciation from your partner.
你是一面做一面就暗示啊，你要感激我，你要对我好一点。
So that you won't, while you're doing this, you're trying to imply your partner to say, you need to be good to me too.
而是认定，你这样做是忠于你当初结婚的时候，在这个婚姻的盟约里头
对他许下的承诺。
But rather, you're doing this to honor the promise you made in your wedding covenant.
知道这样忠于你的承诺是神所喜悦的。
Knowing that to honor this promise is pleasant in God's eye.
当你这样做下去的时候
，And when you do this and continue to do this,
你会发现很奇妙的。
You will find that amazingly,
神会慢慢的教你越来越对他呢有爱的感觉的。
That you will find slowly and slowly, God will wake up the love in your heart to love your partner.
可能你最初做的时候，只有意志的选择，没有感情的。
Maybe in the beginning when you start doing this, it is all out of your will, but there's no love inside you.
No love feeling.
No love feeling within you.
但是你这样做的时候呢？神会在你心里头产生一个爱的感觉的。
But when you continue doing this, gradually God will create a love inside you.
反过来说。
And on the contrary,
如果你因为对方叫你失望，甚至伤害，你心中一直怀恨或者有苦毒的话。
Because your partner has hurt you, has wounded you, and you hate him, and you still have this bitterness in your heart.
并且你在行动上，因此就对他不好。
And then, as a consequence, in your action, you're treating him or her badly as well.
你这个不喜欢他，苦毒的心的感觉会越来越厉害的。
This bitterness and this dislike for him or her will grow bigger and bigger.
所以我们是怎样去把这个苦毒转化成爱呢？
So how do we turn this bitterness into love?
是通过顺服主的命令去爱你身边的人。
It is through the obedience of God's command to love the brothers around you.
叫你的配偶蒙福
，so that your partner will be blessed.
叫你的儿女蒙福
，so that your children will be blessed.
叫你的家蒙福
，so that your whole entire family will be blessed.
叫你自己蒙福
，and yourself will be blessed.
叫神得着荣耀
，so that the glory will go to God.
父母不单只要学习彼此相爱。
Not only should parents learn to love each other,
父母也要用主的爱去爱儿女。
Parents should also love their children with God's love.
儿女通过父母的爱去看见父母是主的门徒。
And through the love from the parents, children will see and recognize that their parents are God's disciples.
更清楚是说，儿女看见父母对他们的爱的时候呢，他要知道啊，就认出啊，他父母是主的门徒了。
The children, when they experience the love from their parents, they may recognize that yes, my parents are the disciple of the Lord.
因此，他们就认识神的爱。
And in this way, they recognize the love of God.
今天。有很多人对神的爱有很大的误解。
Today, many people have misunderstanding about the love of God.
今天很多人对神的爱有很大的误会。
They have such a big misunderstanding about God's love.
因为他们有一个很不像神的父母。
Because their parents are not like God.
你知道一个孩子成长，父母啊对他们来讲真的是好像神一样的。
You know, for a little kid to grow up into adult, their parents are like, the role of their parents are like God to them.
因为他们是完完全全需要依靠他们的父母的。
Because Children need to completely rely on their parents.
如果父母是很凶，他们就觉得可能神是很凶的。
If the parents are very fierce, very angry, they will think that God is angry God.
如果父母是很自私，他们就真的不懂得神那个舍己的爱的。
If their parents are quite selfish, the children will not understand what does it mean by the God's love is selfless love.
所以我们需要用主的爱去养育儿女。
So we need to bring up our children with the love of God.
当他们认出我们是主的门徒的时候呢？
When they recognize that we are disciples of the Lord,
他们就很自然被吸引。
Then naturally, the children will be attracted to it.
被鼓励去跟从神，爱神。
And the children will be encouraged to follow the Lord.
但是这个爱不是人凭自己的力量或者自己的爱，乃是主的爱。
Yet this love is not the love that you can make it with your own might, but it is the love of God.
这个爱有时候是很亲热的，很慈祥的。
Sometimes this love is kind and dear to you.
这个爱是蛮有接纳的。
The love is full of acceptance.
这个爱也包括有训练甚至管教的。
The love also includes training and disciplining.
不是一个溺爱。
不是一个
溺爱。
It is not a love of spoiling.
不是放任纵容的爱。
It is not a love out of indulgence.
比方当你看见哥哥在欺负弟弟，弟弟受伤了。
For example, when you see the elder brother is bullying the little brother, and the little brother was hurt,
你就轻轻地说，哦，兄弟之间要彼此相爱，现在大家要相安无事了。
And just say it lightly, you two need to love one another, and now go in peace.
父母在这个时候需要对哥哥有管教。
In this time,The parent should discipline the elder brother.
对弟弟需要有劝勉。
And to encourage the little brother.
这样才能够叫儿女长大以后做一个像主、爱主的人。
In this way, when the children grow up, they will be like God and they will love God.
哥林多前书十三章第四到第八节给我们一个很美丽的爱的一个描述。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to 13 give us a beautiful picture of what is love.
我们一起来看。
Shall we look at them together?
哥林多前书第13章第四节说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。好了，够了。
Stop here.
愿意这一篇爱的诗章
May this psalm of love
我们常常更多的思想
be something we always pondered on
去学习
something that we learn
在家中在教会里头
in church or in families
学习活出这个爱
to learn to live out this love
最后
Lastly,
我们愿意彼此的勉励。
I'd like to encourage with one another.
虽然今天我们都是不成熟的。
Although today, we all are immature.
无论你多么想去学习做一个合乎神心意的父母。
No matter how badly you hope to learn to be a parent after God's own will,
我们 都要承认我们是离开合乎神心意还有一段路的。
We must all confess that we're far away from being someone who fit God's heart desire.
可能这段路是 很远的。
Maybe it is a long distance away from it.
但是不要灰心。
But do not be discouraged.
因为神对于我们每一个人无论认识他多深是不是很成熟或者不成熟
？Because for every one of us, whether we mature or immature,
神都直接对我们说
，God will speak to us directly.
就从今天
，starting from today,
学习尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
Learn to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength.
当我们将学习的时候。
And when we start learning like this,
不错，今天我们仍旧有许多的残缺，很多的限制。
It is true that we're still so incomplete and have so many limitations.
我们的难处也成为儿女的亏损。
And our difficulties might become the loss of our children.
不过呢，神是有恩典的。
Yet God is gracious.
不要因着自己还不成熟而灰心。
Do not be discouraged because we're still immature.
就是忠心的去学习爱神。
Learn to love the Lord faithfully.
忠心的学习爱你的配偶。
Learn to love our partners faithfully.
忠心学习用主的爱去养育你的儿女。
Learn to bring up our children with God's love.
真实工作的是神自己。
It is God Himself who is working among us.
他的恩典是可以在我们这样的缺陷里头做他奇妙的工在我们的儿女身上的。
And His grace allows Him to do wonderful and amazing work among our children.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
因为虽然我们不好，但是你已经拣选我们。
Although we're not good, yet you have already chosen us.
你已经用永远的爱爱每一个相信蒙恩得救的人。
Today, you love with your eternal love to those who already believe in you.
今天我们学习做父母的时候，我们需要你很多恩典。
Today, as we learn to be parents, we need your grace.
我们求主，你用你的话来说进我们的心里头。
We pray that, Lord, you will speak into the inmost of our hearts with your words.
你在我们心里头对你回应说，主啊，我要爱你。
So that our heart may respond to you that, Lord, we want to love you.
我要尽心尽性尽力来爱你。
Lord, we want to love you with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength.
愿意这个成为我们一生的祷告。
Lord, we may this become the prayer of all our life.
以致我们能够成为儿女的祝福。
So that we may become a blessing for our children.
以致叫你的心能够得着满足
，so that your heart desire may be satisfied。
以致你得着完全的荣耀
，so that you may receive the full glory。
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.